discuss more fully when we get to Harsha.
But according to both Deos of the Rabban, as the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, basically, we're not dealing with Mechsi Keshikra, but with the problem of Koach Gviya. And if we're dealing with the problem of Koach Gviya, so then what is the issue? That's the line that I was referring to, is Ravon Kosav, that Omri Nahardoi Lokos Shin Nurkos on the Talflin, Pirsh Nahardoi Belish Nakama, Pligi Rab Yochanan, the Omri Da Filo Pikadon Lo Maktish. The Ikad Omri, that's the second day of. Etc. Then he goes on to say, "Dafka pikadon the lake of the memory shtamut to come to shtabek of a milvud lo tzon it and kafar lo have a kegazlan because in rochasa it's a huge chiddush that you could have a ksivas urchasa on milva according to the Ravon, even though bepashtus that it's very difficult to be makne." A milva. But we'll get to that when we get to Harsha very briefly. But what comes out is that the first day of, again, according to the Girsa Harach and the way the Rabban reads the Gemara, according to the Rach, it turns out that the first day of goes a step beyond Rabbi Yochanan. The second day of is that you can't write a Harsha on Metaltal and the Kafre, and that's because of Gzela. that's comparable to Gezel Lonis Yahshua Bailim, Zebze Eni Michalam Lakdisho. The first day is more Rabbi Yochanan than Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the first day says that even on a regular pikadon, you can't write harsha. The only thing that's not clear is, well, why do you need to write a harsha on a pikadon anyway if there's no dispute? So is it like Rashi, or is it even less than Rashi? And if so, is it denying pikadon kolecha the isa b'shisa demari isa on every level? Either way, it seems that there's somebody out there who goes beyond Rabbi Yochanan and says that if you don't have physical control over your object, again, if you want the most extreme, it sounds like even if it's in the embassy of the Shomer. The Shomer is an embassy of the Bailim, as we discussed, Kana Kolecha de Isa. Unless that's what's being denied here, then nonetheless, the halakha of Zelavi Shein Bershusa would apply. That's a very important extreme. Now, echoing that is the Yamshel Shlomo Nixos that I referred to, but I wanted you to look at, and that's the one in Reish Yud Aleph, which in which the Yamshel Shlomo is quoted here saying, Yamshel Shlomo, that one second, that I am, yeah, this is Sivkot and Beis, Kasam Yamshel Shlomo. So the Yamshel Shlomo essentially compares Geza Velonis Yahshua Bailim to She'ela, Schirus, and Mashkon, which means situations where the other fellow has a quasi Kinyan in the Chayfetz, where the Kinyan is based on She'ela, Schirus, or Mashkon. When it could have been Mechalek between all those three as well. Again, this is a very difficult comparison. Because in the case of Gzela, as we know, there's an antagonistic and a competitive relationship. We've been discussing this a lot. And the relationship where the Kinyanim don't flow from the Bailim, they're against the will of the Bailim, and they contradict the Bailim. So to say about that it constitutes Eina Breshuso, is much easier than what the Yamshel Shlomo is saying. Yamshel Shlomo seems to be saying that it doesn't matter whether it's antagonistic, whether it stems from the Bailim. In the end of the day, any time where there are competing kinyanim, even if they're not competitive, but there are other people with kinyanim, that somehow is a chisaron of Bershusa. And that's a huge, huge kiddush. Again, the Ksos rejects it completely. Number one, he doesn't think that his halach has anything to do with kinyanim. Moreover, he says he thinks it's against the sugya. Second. by the pshita le marshal high gisa luhula hefech. The raya brura b'divrei Tosfos parakasvina tells us in about all over the place that any time you have a pikadon kalechadisa b'shusa demarisa, you're allowed to be makdish that pikadon. The kordira the chayv the shalim the chashiv kishoel talks about, you know, what the kinyan of the mashkon is, and then he quotes arsa again. If you were to steal a chayfetz from a shoel, from a socher, or from a person who has a mashka, who's using the chayfetz as a mashka, you're to steal the chayfetz, we would say that you're patur mikayfel. So the Ksal says absolutely not, right? And the Gemara compares the din of Rabbi Yochanan to the din of a guna mibes ha'yishvul and beis ha'ganav. Ketanya b'mafkid, v'ikar kra be'gonev mibes ha'shomer ksiv, had kam l'shonav. Raizunami Bukrachas Lashaul the Sakir, the Bishalim Kefal of Ailin, Kibivurba Sigaresh Parakamafkin. The Gemara is in Namafkin that talk about transferring the Kefal to the Shomer or not. They're not only talking about Shomer Chinam and Shomer Zachar. Presumably they're talking about Shoel and Socher as well, which means that there is Chiyuv Kefal when you steal from the Socher and from the Shoel, which means that it's not a problem of below me base Haganah, they're considered embassies of the Nigna. So that's why the Ksal says that it's obvious, in his opinion, that this is incorrect. Al Kochach, Shol the Sakir, the Lo Kafre Bershus Bailim, the Chenir Badakas of Atur, the Im Hishil or Hiskir, the Hemta Lakuti, the Hisna Shiachsi Renu. That's not the problem. And so on. This is the conclusion of the Ksos. So the Ksos emphatically rejects the Amshel Shlomo's view that Schirus, She'ela, and Mashkon would be in the category of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a very, very important argument. Again, last week we spoke about the impact of this on Shol Shalomidas, Eved, Amanas La'Abed, and Lamekat, also which could be, there's no evidence in those cases. But it would be interesting if we could pin them down, cases where there are mice exela, and yet there may be no kinyane exela, all those cases, what would be the halacha with regard to the din of Rabbi Yochanan? The tremendous nafkamina. I've never seen anybody talk about those cases in this respect, but I think they would be issues. And you should just add to that what we discussed yesterday, Shnayim Oksim Batalis, and Kofra B'Pikado. Both of which the Ksos assumes would be included under Rabbi Yochanan, Kofra Pikadon, and Shnayim Oksin, but which, according to the evidence of the Sugyas, is not clear at all that the din of Rabbi Yochanan would apply in such cases. Okay. There are two or three cases that we didn't speak of yet, and that's what I want to get to now. One is Aveda. Right? The classic case is Geza, Balon Siyashu. What about Adavra Avod? Again, Davar Avud would be a case where, I mean, if you had to analyze it, what would you say about it? Michael. Vis-a-vis how we've been, other cases that we've been discussing.
That, physically, it's not in control.
Right. Physically, it doesn't control its destiny. It's not like Pikadon, Kalechanis, and Shus, and Marisa, because he's lost control. Right.
It seems like he probably still has control.
It seems like he has full kinyanim on it, correct? Unless you say the loss of control itself is a lack of, or it's a loss of bilis, which is a possible theory here. But in terms of competitive, or right, so it's not physically pursued, so it's not controllable, and yet there is no competition. There's also no embassy. So Aveda is a good middle case. So what's the evidence? Did you get a chance to look at it? Michael, did you see it? The Ritva? No? Ariel?
I didn't see it.
Ari? Anybody see the Ritva in Bava Metzia? It's in a very important context too. I believe I did say you should look at it. Bar Tov? What? No, 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 no. What do you mean? In Chabad Medeis, you mean? No, no, that's a different. Well, let's add that to Michael's mix, though. In other words, number one, there's no Kinyan Gzeila, clear. On the other hand, he doesn't have control over it. It's also clear. A third factor to consider, or to quote, may be the sugya of Chabad Medeis that we did in the context of Yeush, which is, if you pick up an Aveda, Almanas, Legozla, is that considered Gzeila, Mirshu, Savailim, or not? Remember, then the Sivos said in that sugya, the way that Sivos read the Ramban, remember the problem was the Ramban was saying, oh, in that case, the Kinyan Yeush is Yeush Daveda, not Yeush de Gzela. The question is, well, what happened to the Yeush of the Gzela? What do you mean they're both? Let him pay Tashlumin, right? That's what the Ramban was trying to explain. So the Sivos' explanation was, no, no, no. What the Ramban meant was, this isn't the normal Mais Gzela because it's a Gzela from the status of Avud. Which means it's Gzela She'eno Mirshusa. So that is that discussion between the Nesivos and others as to what the Ramban meant and how to read that sugya, you're absolutely right, is relevant also to the question whether or not Avud is considered Birshuso or not. Absolutely. But I'm asking of the evidence of Rabbi Yochanan specifically. I think I told you to look up the Ritva, right? Overseas, I think I said look up the Ksos and look up the Ritva, and I gave you a couple of the Mamakovas. The Ritva in Bava Metzia. No one saw it? Total boycott of the Ritva.
I didn't email it out.
Okay. It's very nice that you email it, but it's not a pteronis, I mean, for not seeing the Ritva. The Ritva in Bava Metzia, on the first sugya there, if you read the Mishnah talks about the first sugya of Avodah. We discussed it already when we talked about Knas and Kefo. Yeah.
Yes.
You could, right? Because that's the question. Could you or couldn't you? I mean, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah's talking about Nignav O'avad, and I've got it to Chaveir, Be'emo Kalim, and Nignav O'Shavdu. Right? So, Shilam al-Ratz al-Ishava, Sha'ab Rishom Echinim Nishav V'yotze, So the question is, then the Gemara says, so we know that halacha, namely, that it's if the shomer will pay when he's not obligated, so we can transfer to him the schus of gvias kefa. And that's what the Gemara asks. Maskiv, the Gemara says, maskiv v'ram bar chama, v'edin ha-makdi av shalom ali olam, right? So on that whole discussion. Right. So what's the Gemara's right? So the Gemara has this whole discussion whether you can or can't be Makne. So does it go only on Gzela? It's Nignav O'Avad in the Mishnah.
Right.
Or does it even go on Aveda? So no, I thought the Ritva says Makalik. You saw the Ritva?
Yeah.
Oh, good. But I thought he said, the Ritva says no. He says, when it comes to Aveda, there's no problem. You can be Makne. The only problem is Gzela.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. Meaning the whole discussion of the Gemara,
right.
How can you transfer the Kefa, how can you transfer the object, how can you transfer anything, is only a problem in Gzela.
Right.
But when it comes to
Aveda,
there's no problem at all. Exactly. That's the... What page did I say was on? 192? Second. This is a very important case. 192. This is a very known, well-known Ritva. I think it's always quoted in discussions of this topic. Dirmasal Nistabra. On Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Ritva says, the Dafka B'gneva Amrin Anachi. That whole discussion we discussed earlier in the year about selling the carrot and the kefal, that whole problem is only a problem in Geneva. Aval Baveda, the Kalecha Deisa Matzi Maknila, right? B'shas Tashlumin Dafka Maknila. L'may nafkamina, by the way, Yossi? Could be. When you're makna, when you're makna nishas tashlumin, or from earlier, based on the Gemara, right? Would be big nafkamina. What? Not so much regard to the kfeila, because that you got it in time, that's okay. But gives us some blood dose, right? Whole discussion of the Gemara there. So basically, the Ritva assumes as a davar pashut that when it comes to Aveda, there's no problem of Rabbi Yochanan. There's no chisaron of any virtusa. But according to the Nesivus' reading of the Ramban, it's not true. About Tashlumin, on Chavam and Beis, about Metziah, it sounds like the Nesivus' reading in the Ramban. I don't know if that's shot in the Ramban, but we know that the other Mepharshim read the Ramban differently. But according to the Nesivus' reading of the Ramban, right, it's not considered fully Bershutso. Moreover, just one more second, what the Achronim point out is that there's a Rambam. And that's the Rambam in a different context, though. That's the Rambam in Hukos Nachlos. The Gemara in Balvasra has a discussion about, you know, Bechor. Ein Bechor notel b'roi kibemuchsak. Means that the double portion that the Bechor gets is only on the Chasim that are fully in his Rishus, so fully in the estate of the Morish at the moment of his death. If it's outstanding debts or anything that's outstanding that's going to come into the estate after he deceases, that's called Roy. And that's called, and the halacha is ain't bechor notel b'roi kibemuchsak matana karya rachmana. The Torah calls the double portion of the bechorah a matana karya rachmana, and therefore you have to be able to be maknet. It has to be birshus at the time. It's almost like a direct bequeathing of this matana from the morish to the yoresh. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What about milva? Right. We talked about last year about milva, status of milva in various areas of halacha. We mentioned this the 2 days of the Gemara about milva, whether milva is considered roy or muchsak lidin bechor. Okay. So what about a davar ha'avud, something which you don't have control over, which you own, which no one else has stolen, about which you don't control? Is that considered roy or muchsak? So some achronim assumed that the criterion of roi and muchsak would be another good place to figure out whether or not aveda is considered to be roi or muchsak. It might be relevant to the question of whether it's subject to Rabbi Yochanan's halachas, elifishet shulis, elifishet b'shusa. So they just note that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, when he first quotes this halacha, but if money comes into the estate after the death, let's say the father dies, and then a month later some relative of his who he stands to inherit dies. So the money only comes into the estate after the father died. So that's roy. That's not muksa. The chain. Im haisala aviv milva, we paskin, tmachogs on the gemara, we paskin nova also is roy. Oh, haisala svina bayam. Yorshinosa habachor ba pashut kiachar. So this is a case of svina bayam. Is a little controversial. If you look at the Nosa Caleb, they say, where does this come from? The Magen Rishon says it comes from Sugin Erchin. Uvemisyesh Litzmoa, Heche Alfina Behacha, Svina Ruia, Chadanan Kimila Krobalaz. It's a whole Shakavataria. The Magen Rishon has a whole discussion. Where do we get this from? How do we know that it's really so? And he points out that the Rajba wrote a tshuva, Chelik Dalit Simin Kuf Tlamit Beis. Shalom matzah shum derech sheyismichu bo rabbeinu. That the Raavad says it comes from Erechin. The Raavad says, "Amar Avram Davar Zeh Lama de Mishnas Erechin Perek Hesegya." Magen Rishon tries to explain how it's not comparable to the Mishnah Erechin at all. And the Rashi of the Tshuva says, I just don't understand the Rambam or the Raivin here, where did they get this halacha from? So even in the context of Roy and Muksak in Bukhar, the Sfina Bayam is not clear at all. But there are some Achronim who suggest that based on this Rambam, maybe this Rambam would disagree with the Ritva. Again, it's not so clear. It's not so clear that the Sfina the Rambam is talking about is even Avud Bayam. It might just be Bayam. Where he doesn't have physical access at that point. Even if we're talking about Avud Bayam, which is the way they obviously understand it, so of course it's a second question, that is, does the halacha of Roy Muksak depend on the same criterion as the halacha of Davar Shein Brishuso Inyan Akna, or the Nigonev HaKarganov? They're assuming, possibly, yes. Perhaps one could be mechalik in either direction. It's just hard to know. If we assume that what I said before, matana kari rachmana, that the idea of in b'chor nolta b'roi become a muksak, is that somehow the chelik kafel of the b'chor is a direct hakna, matana kari rachmana, from the father to the b'chor, then it makes a good amount of sense to connect this to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if something wouldn't work in Rabbi Yochanan, would work or wouldn't work in Rabbi Yochanan would be relevant here. That's the question is, what kind of hakna is there that last second, you know, or as he's dying, you know, what hakna is there to the Beno HaBakar? Certainly, if we say that there's no hakna, then it's not doesn't constitute a matnas bakar matanakari rachmana either. If on the other hand, that's just more of a limud, it's not that we view it as a kind of direct. It's a part of the estate. Just. There's a special Zerzakasa, Kalasha Yimad Selo is the other, that's the pasuk of the Rambam quotes, basically Gemara. That's a special Zerzakasa, but that's the Matsui. It could be that even if something is Birshuso, Leinin Hakna, but it's not Matsui. Right. So it's quite possible the definition of Roy and Muksak is, again, according to the day of the Gemara, that in the other direction, that Cho, that Milva, is considered matsui with regard to the halacha of Bakar. Does that mean that it's subject to akna and it's not a problem of davar shein b'rishuso because it belongs on Nidnak? Maybe yes and maybe not. I mean, that's part of what we discussed last year. Can you be mechalik between these two areas? But either way, I think we have this ritva, to sum up. We have the Nesivus' reading of the Ramban, which is somewhere in between, meaning that it's not considered fully Bershuscha if it's Avud and you're trying to steal it, and that's why there's no Chiyum Tashlumin. That's the Nesivus' reading of the Ramban, Babetziah Chavav Beis. And then we have the Achronim's link to this Rambam, that Svina Avuda or Svina Bayam may be considered Roy, maybe it isn't considered Bershuscha. Yeah.
To this issue of whether or not we look at
It could. Except that I'm speaking specifically about Yerusha's Bechor. And the question of Rishus Yorush Gushus Okeach, which is a very interesting question. We touched on it a little bit. We talked about Edo Rishuso. I mean, Shina Rishus, right? Is relevant to equally to Yerusha's Pashut as it is to Yerusha's. I'm saying in Yerusha's Pashut, it's clear that it applies to Roy too. I mean, it's after things come into Yerusha, things come into Yerusha's later. So this halach of Roy and Muksak is limited to Bechor. But in general, whether you view Yerusha as a kind of hakna from the Morish to the Yorish, or whether it's B'no Karadavua, the Yorish steps up to the Morishes. It's not the Morish hands down, but the Yorish, you know, it's Ki'ilu Namala Makom, you know, the Morish. And specifically, if you want to say that more in Bechor and more in Pashut, these are some of the issues in Yesh Noklin. We don't have Yesh Noklin right now, but absolutely, I think it's connected to the broader question of Rishus Yorish, Rishus Lokia. How much of the Shina Rishus is it? Okay, so that is the question of Pikadon and the expanded Pikadon that we discussed, and now the question of Aved.
Another factor in
Aveda
be the
Meiri
that we saw? It says that
In other words, but then it would be a difference between
before and after.
In other words, picking it up. Again, if you say Shomra Veda, so you become Yadav Kiyad, that might be kind of like an Issa Vishus and Mar Issa. So would you be Mechalek between a regular Shomer and a Shomra Veda? That would be Chiddush to say that. If you did, then I think it would work on that basis. But the Ritva, yeah.
Meir does say there's Mitzvahs Kinyan.
Right. But I'm saying the Shomer, the case of the Ritva is a case where no one picked it up. So as far as we know, it's still out there. Avod. Okay. And then finally, just to get to the issue back to Itbar Mimela. So again, in Itbar Mimela, all the way back there, we discussed the Ramban and the Ritva. Who said what again, Rafa?
The Ramban is Mechalek between Shomer.
The question was, why is it true that Itbar Mimela is Mishalem Kishas Agzela? After all, a shomer, a shoel, pays onsen also, and he pays kishas onus. And if the value goes up, so there's a huge nafkamina, right? The shoel is going to pay a higher amount than the ganav. Why should that be true? Especially since the Gemara, in a few places, compares the chiv onsen of the shoel and the what do you call it? So what's the answer? Shas kinyan. Of the gods. That's what the Ramban and Ritva both say. And the Ramban reinforces it by quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly. So the Ramban himself quotes Rabbi Yochanan's halacha to explain this phenomenon. And the Ritva has a slightly different formulation, but, and again, we had the Kol Shekein formulation we talked about yesterday in terms of the relationship between Hekdesh and Hakna, which is different than the Rajba, opposite of the Rajba in the Ramban. Good. So it that seems to work well according to which view? Of Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Ramban, Kinyanim. That's the view of Rabbi Kivager in Bab Metzia, which is that the competing Kinyanim is what takes away the ability to be Makna. That seems to be exactly what the Ramban and the Ritva are saying. So it stands to reason that who's not going to like the Ramban and the Ritva? The Ksos. And we're not disappointed. Although he doesn't say it and he doesn't link it to his other Shitas, but it's very fascinating that he really doesn't like the Ramban and the Ritva. In Reish Tzadi Aleph Aleph, yeah.
I think in Kiddushin,
when the Ritva said it's Tzayistina.
In Kiddushin, yeah.
If he meant, if Tzayistina in Kiddushin means, you know, Kinyanim, which I thought maybe he meant, by as we were discussing yesterday, you know, when Tzvi was arguing on that point, meaning. The case-wise, that's that the sugyan kedushin is not a case of Rabbi Yochanan, works in well with the Ritva. But the formulation of tzayis dina, as opposed to kinyan, there's no kinyan exela here. If you think that they're different, doesn't work so well. But in terms of the case, it's fine. It's perfect. Again, I thought that the Ksos was making too much of the tzayis dina part because he just was ignoring. And maybe that's what the Ritva really, really had in mind. I'm not sure. So then it would be perfect. Okay. Anyways, the Ksos in Reish Tzadi Aleph doesn't like the Ramban and the Ritva. And why doesn't he like it? Rafi, did you see it? Who saw the Ksos in Reish Tzadi Aleph? Did I tell you to look at the Ksos? Maybe. Again, the Ksos in Reish Tzadi Aleph asks several questions. Number one, he says, it seems like the Ramban is being tola on the Machlokas whether it depends on Shas Kinyan. Right, exactly what Rafi said before. Is the Shoel Chayev Mishas Meshicha, or is the Shoel Chayev Mishas Ha'ones? Right, the Ritva and the Ramban both say, the Chiyuv Mezonos begins Mishas Meshicha, but the actual Chiyuv doesn't begin when he makes the Kinyan Meshicha, but at the Ones. So So isn't that 2 days in the Gemara in Ksuvis and so on? So are you going to say that those 2 days will determine whether or not in Sheila you're Chayiv Mishas Ones or Mishas Hakinyan? Maybe according to the Madamar that you're really Chayiv, that the Shibudim, in other words, are Mishas Mishicha, that he'll really say that you pay the lower price in the case of Itbar Mimela? Hayitachin, is that possible? So he doesn't like that at all. Then he says, and as for quoting Rabbi Yochanan, so does that mean that the that snuim would think that Itbar, this is the best one, that Tznuin would think that Itbar Mimela should pay Kishas HaGzeyin, should pay Kishas Onus. Right? If you really think it depends on Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Tznuin, they should disagree with the Din of Rabba. The Itbar Mimela is Mishalem Kishas HaGzeyin. And not only that, when the Gemara is looking for you know, for Stamas and Rayas, how come they don't quote that? That's the Xos. Yeah, Reish Tzadi Aleph. Aleph. Second. So he quotes the Rabban. Well, if he's in the Dasa Poskim, the Shomrin, Mitzchayim and Mishas Mishicha, Shutrei Lishni Mishas Perakei Onairos, Mishomrin Memes Mechayiv, Im Kei Nahach Lishni Mechayim Mishas Mishicha, Tashum in the day, Biyukar Vizula, Nami Kishas Mishicha, Afagad Masha Behenu Mishas Sof Perakei Mavkin, Mishalim Kishas Mishia, Mem Gimel, Farj Putin Mishav Vaisil Vaisil Mishaleach Yad, the Summer Mishav and Yukar Mechasa Vyeser, and so on. Mucha to show later b'shalim the kulal by kishas otzom and avlam. But l'man the pasuk kahach lishna to show this guy b'shas pshia. I gonna have to reread all the gemaras. And not only that, the Rambam paskens that you are chayiv mishas mishicha. This is according to that. According to this reasoning, the Rambam should have paskened. But the show is chayiv mishas Sheila, and not Mishas Gneva, huge enough Kaminas. Then when he quotes, for some reason, I don't understand this exactly, then he quotes the Ritva, and he thinks the Ritva is different than the Ramban. And he says, and the Ritva quotes Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Ramban, which he quoted before, also quotes Rabbi Yochanan. I can't understand. But anyways, the Gambazeh, Libi Mahases. The Nira, Dafila Manda, Paliga Rabbi Yochanan, Dabba Gazbala Nisyasha Bailim, Shnei Benichon Makdisho, Gorish Lakish Svirlei, the parak maruba de gazal yochal haakdish afagav deinu breshuso utanai pligi shom tznuin rab dosa bredover echad ubzek kulam abode de kolag gazal b'shal b'kishas ha'gzeila the fimasher kosov haritva tali ze bazeh shagazal af gem breshus baylam lebechiro lehaakdish b'shemachi kishas ha'gzeila b'shalei v'mkei leman over de yochal haakdish dover shenu breshuso kolag gazal b'shal b'kishas ha'tzom in ha'olam. Lashkan Manda Paligmas Nisa, the Kalakazan of Mishabak Shas Agzela. Says, that's very sharp. He says, according to this reasoning, so the Mishnah in the beginning of the ninth parak should have been one of the stamas that prove Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The Miruba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Stama Karini Ashkach, Ain God of Akhagan of Mishalim Cave, Lashkach, Hai Stama, the Kalakazan of Mishabak Shas Agzela, the Minom Ashman and Afghan, which is by him Lahekdesh. Even though the Rabban says this too, the Gazal Mishas Mishicha Mishayev, Al the Shomer Mishas Mishia, Ulach Lishna Perakelu Nairis the Chayev Mishas Mishicha, Farkas of Ritva. That's only a din of Lamafreya. In the end, the Ksos seems to say that the reason that Itbar Mimela in Shoel is Chayev Mishas Sheela, because that's when the Chiyuv really begins, and. The question of the Gemara is only a question of Shibud L'mafreya. But it's not because of Kinyanim, it's because of Chiyuvim. The Chiyuv Gzela begins immediately. The Chiyuv Sheila begins only B'Shasa Onus. That's the Ksos's solution. But he rejects what the Ramban and Ritva both say, which is that the Din of Rabbi Yochanan reflects the fact that really the real reason why Itbar Mimela B'Gzela is B'Shas Gzela and B'She'ela is B'Shas Onsin is because of Kinyan Gzela of the Gazel. Now, what about answering his questions? Just one more second. Namely, does that mean that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then you don't hold this halacha? That's his proof, right? His proof that the Ramban and Ritva cannot be correct is that the Tznuin should paskin against the Mishnah, Kol HaGazon HaMishal HaKishas HaGzeila. They should say Kishas HaOnas. They should say Yidbar Mimele Kishas HaOnas. Is that a good raya? Or not? Can't leave the Ramban and Ritva defenseless, Baruch Dov.
Raya.
100%, exactly. Meaning, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Tznuin is whether or not being makdish a chefetz is dependent upon kinyan egzela. It's not whether there are kinyan egzela, right? The Tznuin don't deny that there's something called kinyan egzela. The machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and the Tznuin is what dictates as far as being makdish a chefetz. Is it bailus? Right? Is it control? Is it the presence of competing kinyanim? It's what will undercut the capacity to be makdish or makne a chayfetz. And that is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin. If you have bailus but you don't have rishus, or is it considered lack of rishus? Either way, either what you need, if you have bailus, do you need rishus, or is it considered a lack of rishus? If you're still the bailin, but he has kinyanim, is that considered a lack of rishus or not? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin. But the Tznuin don't deny that there are kinyan egzela, that they affect many dinim. The Ramban was saying, we see from Rabbi Yochanan the power of kinyan egzela. But doesn't mean that the Tznuin don't believe that there are kinyan egzela. Just a very... The Ramban is important because he links the two together. One could have said, no, that has nothing to do with the kinyan egzela. That has to do with control, or tzayzdina, or 10 other things. The significance of the Ramban and the Ritva is by quoting, by invoking Rabbi Yochanan, when they're interested, not in Hakna or Hakdasha, they're interested in only one thing, proving or accenting Kinyan Egzela, and especially the relationship between the Gazlan and the Nigzal regarding Kinyan Egzela. So quoting Rabbi Yochanan is very, very important. But no one ever said that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't still believe that the Kinyan Egzela are strong enough to accomplish Kol HaGazon HaMishal HaKishas HaGzela. I think that would be the answer to the Ksosis question. Yeah.
That's what has to relate to the question of Kinyan Egzela with regard to the Shuso. First of all, the Ksos, it seems that the Ksos...
Who are you bothered by? The Ksos? The Ramban?
Okay. The Ksos could just understand that the Ramban and Ritva are saying that the question of Afki and Shuse, the barometer for whether or not it's so, is the limit test is Hekdesh and Mechira. Now one could just respond to that it's not so. He's just saying that it's clear that if you hold it, they're not able to be Magish and not be Mocha. It's clear that it's Mechuso. Even if they are able to be Magish and Mafkid, even if they are able to be Magish and Mocha, it still might be Rishuso, meaning that's the Machlokas, that's what the Tzimun are arguing on. That's probably what the Ramban was saying. But the Ksos's point is that he seems to understand that the litmus test for whether or not, you know, the Ramban and Ritva are saying the litmus test for whether or not it's considered the Afki Rishuse is Mechira and Hekdesh.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that doesn't have to do with Kinyan Egzela necessarily. That's just a straight point in terms of textually reading the real
thing. Afki Rishuse, it definitely has to do with Kinyan. I mean, it's talking about the whole point of the Ramban of the Red.
However you understand the din, that's not the point. The point is that if it depends, if the Afka Rishuse, however you understand it, if it depends on the limit test is whether or not it can be Magish or Mocher, then regardless of how you understand it, it's still going to be a problem for the other Shita.
Right. No. All I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're adding. All I'm saying is the Ksos clearly believes that the quoting of Rabbi Yochanan by the Ramban and the Ritva is important for the. It's not just a raya, but it's the foundation for this reality.
Right.
What I'm saying is, the Ramban and Ritva would not be tola their halacha on Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan. What they're saying is Rabbi Yochanan proves this point. And if you hold like the Tznuin, it doesn't mean the point doesn't exist. It just means you can't prove it from this particular halacha. So, do you disagree with that?
No, not with that formulation. But I'm saying understanding it by of necessity that it has to do with Kinyan.
Within the Ramban and the Ritva?
First of all, I have a separate issue with regard to the Ramban and the Ritva. I think maybe not the Ritva, because the Ritva actually talks about Kinyan and the Ramban does not.
But the Ramban does quote
Rabbi Yochanan. So it could be, I think that one other way to understand it might just be that you know, the question is, you, the question is, when, at what point is there a transition here? In other words, at one point did you do, you effectively remove it from his reshus?
Right.
So the Ramban is saying it's at the time of Mashiach.
But not, and again, we're not talking about being. All I'm saying is, as well,
if the problem, have to do with Kinyan Exhalim,
would you agree with the following? Yeah. If the problem was a problem of purely a practical problem, pragmatic issue of shlita, that you can't be makdish or makna something that you don't control, lemais.
Yeah.
Would you think of that as any relevance to this again, Mem Gimel?
No, but I think the alternative doesn't have to be Kinyan Exhalim. It could be that it's shlita, but not necessarily dictated simply by practical.
Right.
Issues.
Okay. So maybe the other possibility is what I've been saying. Which is maybe not the interfering Kinyane Gzela, but the loss of bailus, some loss of bailus of the.
The loss of control.
But what I'm saying
but not
the lack of mastery then has to be, I have gone mershuso al pidin. It's not enough to say that you just can't. All I'm saying to you is as follows.
Yeah.
When you have Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, Rabbi Yochanan's talking about being makdish, machalel, you know, and so on and so forth, mavgir, achepetz. One could have just said, and I think many Achronim understand it this way, and I think it's themselves pretty much understands it, which is, lemaisa, if you can't control this object, then you can't do these things with it. That has nothing to do with the legal status of the object being birshus, alpidin, birshus, or shalom, birshus, hanigna, bahanigzal, then it could not be quoted that way by the Ramban and the Ritva. If either it's based on the interfering Kinyane Gnevo Gazela, which I think is more explicit in the Ritva, or it's based on the fact that once you lose physical operative control over it, that willy-nilly is a flaw in your actual formal legal bialis as well, which is what I've been suggesting. If you say either of those two points, then you can read the Ramban. The first one, I think, is easier to read, and certainly easier for the Ritva, but the second one, the second perspective works on our body. But what would not work would be this, just the view that this is a practical problem. That's really what we're saying. Either way, I'm just pointing out that just because the Ramban and Ritva quote Rabbi Yochanan because it highlights this idea, doesn't mean that the Tznuin argue with the question of either interfering Kinyanim or Hafka Mershuso. It just means that they don't think that that is what's Koveya Legave, being Makdish, being Mafgir, being Marsha, even Gunav Mibesoish, and so on. And that's where I think the Ramban and Ritva can defend themselves against what otherwise is a very powerful attack. The Xosis question, I think, is very strong. Right? You know, are you saying this depends on Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin? I think you need an answer for that for the Ramban. Okay. One other point in the Xos, and that is the Xos himself, as I mentioned, regarding Yisuri Anon, Simit Tavav, Sif Tavav Aleph, I think I said, but it's really Tavav Beis. Tavav Aleph is the one about Rabbi Yossi Aglili that we discussed a couple of weeks ago, where the Xos says that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim, that's only Legabe the Behema, transferring into the Achilas HaBehema, Abasar, I'm sorry. But not with regard to the Akrava, the Kapara, and so that's Tavav Aleph. But Tavav Beis is the famous Xos, where he talks about whether he's Suri Anah, is considered to be bailus or not. It's as we know that you have this debate between the Ritva and the Raibid in the third parak of Soka, among other places, and other indications in other places, whether Yisuri Anah is considered lochem or bailus or not. So the Ksel says that in his opinion there's a compromise view, and that is it's considered to be shalom, but eino bershusa. That's tavav. Steve Katan base. That's the famous success. So when he explains what he means by that, like what does he mean by that? Right? So he says, he compares it to Rabbi Yochanan. Just one second. For some reason, so here is Tav Hey. And then it goes to Tav Zayin. Yeah. Just one second. Oh, I guess this Tav Zayin is really a Tav Vav. It's printed Tav Vav. Okay. So here in Sif Katan Beis. So One second. Oh. V'nira v'zeh b'shun to be surah no lo mahani hefkero klal. Why? Because it has this middle status. Tavav base. V'im kein hu adin lafkure eina b'shuso. Elo di surah no afagav v'la b'shuse koi av a bailan mia isle. Quotes the Rajba. It's really the Ritva. They thought it was the Rajba. In Lulava Gazel. Alpha Gavda Osamana, Vim Kane, Hodif, Giru, Kodim Shom, and Bidin Pata, Hainim Shun, Bidin Baila Mitril of Yatso. And he compares it explicitly to Gazel of Lodis Yosho, Baila, Zemza, Inim Bicholam Lakdisha. Veraya, Vihod Arminah Ben Meruba, so on. That's a different Raya. Can't see the line right now, but basically he explicitly compares it to Zev Zayin B'chalam Akdisha Zelafishena Shalav Zelafishena Rishus. So again, just to make it clear, if the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's halacha had been the competing kinyanim of the other fellow, then of course the comparison to Yisrael now makes no sense whatsoever. But according to the Ksos, who sees the whole thing as loss of control over the object. So even then, it's an interesting question, but it's an interesting parallel. Basically, you've lost legal control over the object. You can't do with this object what you would want, because al pidin it's asur b'hana. Your restrictions and control and use, even though these stem from legal rather than pragmatic source, cut in to not your bailus, but your rishus. To him, that is comparable to... But again, if you take the view that either a different view about Isuri Anah being more extraneous, probably a problem, or that Gezvalon Siyosho Bailam is more about Kinyane Gzela, competing Kinyane Gzela, then of course this comparison would make no sense whatsoever. And then just to remind you of the Tosas on Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis, which also is not so clear how to read. But the Tosafot that we discussed again in the Sugya of Yeyosh, but the last two lines, Gezvalon Siyosho Bailim, Ubacher. So if you recall, there's a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Chama in the Gemara. Rav Chisda said, Gezvalon Siyosho Bailim, Ubacher Biachlo, Rotsim Menugove, Rotsim Menugove. Right? Kol Kamad Lod Siyosho Bailim, Brishusei Demarakai. Right? Because the Chepet still belongs to the Bailim, it's Brishusei Demarai. As long as there's no Yeyush. That's the view of Rav Chisda. And Rabbi Bar Chama disagrees. Rabbi Bar Chama is of the opinion that that it is apparently considered still Pershus Bailim. And I'm sorry, it's not considered Pershus Bailim. And therefore, it's you would not have a second Gezel. That's a machlokas on the Gemara between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Chama. So Tosas commenting on Shitas Rabbi Bar Chama says, "Well, the Rabbi Bar Chama Nicha Tve, the bottom three lines of Tosas, the big Tosas. Well, the Rabbi Bar Chama Nicha Tve, the Iu Leisle Time into Rishus Mare Klal, the Kivin Shuhu Lo Gazlan, Go Gazlan, in a Yochel the Tovo Klal, Shoein Legabri Rishus Mare, Shaharei in a Yochel Hagdisho." So again, this is the. This is Rami Bar Chama, according to Tosa's understanding, saying that the chepetz cannot be nigzal anew because it's already partly ein legamri b'rishus mare, and he's proving that it's ein legamri b'rishus mare by virtue of the fact shrei ein yochel hagdisho. So again, if the problem of ein yochel hagdisho and ein b'rishuso is more of a pragmatic problem. They can't control, they can't do anything, so that's a chisaron in being makdish and being marsha and being machalel and so on. And maybe it's exeris a kasav a good of a base each regarding keifa, fine. That's the other side of it. But to go further and say that it's not brishus ha nigzal, that there should be any kind of nigzela at all, And that's a bigger, much bigger Kiddush. But if we say that either because of the interfering Kinyan Exela, or because, again, the idea that I'm trying to push, which is you lose operative control, so then Mimela, that ends up being a flaw in your bilis as well. Again, in both directions. Sometimes when you have full operational control, that gives you bilis, right? That's Kinyan Shavoy, or that might be the idea of the loss of control of Yeush too. So if you say any of these two pshatim, so then the halakha of any ochel akdisho ends up being a shiur, really is a shiur, in bilis and rishus, even in a situation which has nothing to do with these particular mechanisms. But if you hold like the ksos, it's not so clear that you could say such a thing. But it's interesting that then in the next line, he goes on to say, the gam ha-gazlin yochel leknoso b'shinui maisa. I think we noted at the time. The gam ha-gazlin yochel leknoso b'shinui maisa. Meaning, there is certainly accenting what? Kinyan Exela. Sounds like he's saying shinui kona works off the Kinyan Exela. So what's the vagam here? If the vagam is the same point, another raya, another reinforcement for the same point. So what's he saying? The fact that you can't be makdish, you the nigzal, and the fact that he can be kona b'shinui are two sides of the same coin, namely kinyan exela. If the vagam is not only is it not birshuso, but it's also ktsas birshus agazon acher, vagam meaning another argument, so then dafka, he's not saying Kinyan Egzela for Yochel HaKadisho or Yolai Yochel HaKadisho. He's saying a different point. Namely, it's a loss of his own Mitzido, just personally. Forget about the other guy. He has lost Bailus or Rishus. Moreover, the other guy has Kinyan. All that affects a third guy, namely the Rabbi Rav Chaim Rav Chisda Halacha. So I think depending on how you read this Gemara, then he says, "V'teda d'rav chizda hutzruch lefarish my taima." The Gemara Nami Parich Lami Basnisin, meaning Rabbi Bar Chama is understandable because Rav Chizda is on the defensive; he has to prove it. But depending on how you understand the relationship of these two points, that can be very, very crucial. And finally, just to remind you again of the Tosas Rid, similarly, that the Tosas Rid on Kufi Beis of Aleph said that the reason that you could be that you could accomplish Shina Rishos, even though Yeush Kedilo Kani is connected to Rabbi Yochanan. That also implies Bailos of Kinyan Egzela, in that case even more so, of Kinyan Egzela. So the Tosas read on Kufyud Beis, and the Tosas here in Rambam, Tosas in Rambam I think is more subtle. The Tosas on Kufyud Beis, Tosas read on Kufyud Beis is even clearer. So I think that pretty much rounds out most of the Shitas. Finally, I just want to get back to one point, and that is the Rambam. We said the Rambam in Ma'aser Sheni constitutes a difficulty. Again, what's the problem with the Rambam? What's the problem with the Rambam in Perek Tess Ma'aser Sheni? What? Yeah, that he paskins like Snuin, even though in Hilchos Gneiva and Hilchos Erechin and so on, he clearly paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Mishael and Netta Rabbi Mishnas HaShmita, Sheyara Kol Shave, Tzarech Lutzaino Be Kezuzo Sadama, Kedei Sheakir Bo Velo, Yochlu Mimenu Ad Sheyifta. Vimoy Betoch Shnei Orla, Betzaino Nosa Bekarsis, Kedei Sheyifra Shu Mimenu. Shem Tzinu Be Kezuzo Sadama, Shem Yispar, Fine. Sheyis Orla Chomor, Shu Asar Ba'ana, etc. Batznuin, Oye Manichin, Esamos, Mishnas HaShmita, the Omrim, Kol Anilka Miperis Ravai, Elu Mechulo Hamosa Elu. Shari Yishar Livdosa B'Mechubar Kamosha B'Yon. The Rambam appears to Paskin like the Tznuin. So what do we do with this Rambam? So just to fill in the picture a little bit more. So different formulations. I mentioned this Rambam again in the Shir last week. As possibly being the equivalent, a kind of equivalent of Rav Dusa. says that there are those who are b'dayik in the Rambam, many are b'dayik, but the Rambam, there are two chidushim in this Rambam. One chidush is that he passes like Snoop. The other chidush is that for some reason he's talking about a case on Shnasa Shemitah. The Gemara brought in Shnasa Shemitah to explain why we bother to protect Haliteo v'larash of a Yambus, right? And the Rambam seems to have brought it in twice. First for Haliteo, that seems to be addressing the issue of Haliteo l'rasha v'yamus. And then he repeats it again. Why does he repeat it again? But he's talking about the second question, which is the ability to protect the person who takes the object. So he suggested then is that maybe it becomes the equivalent of Rav Dosa. By making it Shnasa Shmita, there is no Gezela. Once there's no Gezela, so there's certainly no Kinyane Gezela. And it's only a question of the guy holding on to something that's not his. Or it's holding on to something that you know he doesn't know is net to revive, and trying to to save him from Mishra. So it's not that the Rambam paskins like Tznuin against Rabbi Yochanan. This is really not the case. The Rambam is revamping Tznuin. The Rambam is saying Tznuin in a case of Shnasa Shmita doesn't have the problem of Rabbi Yochanan essentially. Indeed, the truth is that the Ramban's Shita is attacked. Rambam's Shita is attacked here by the Mefarshim. Particularly, there's a tshuva of the Ramban that the Kesef Mishnah quotes Barichos. Kesef tshuva of the Ramban, Simin Kuf Nun Vav, Masha Kesef Rabbeinu, Atznu Ma Yemenichim, Enu Mechuvar, Da Kaimel Krav Yochanan, Darba Gezer Olam Nisho Shavayim Shnei Bechol Lakdisho, and so on. The Ramban is a whole Arichos against the Rambam. So it's just hard to know the Ramban didn't zero in on the fact that the Rambam was talking about Shnasa Shmita. Or he did, but he didn't think it mattered. Maybe the Ramban thought that Afal Pichain, it's still a problem of Zelo Fishin, Shalom Zelo Fishin, and Pershusa. Because even if there is no issue of Gzela, nonetheless, okay, so that's hard to know about the Ramban. The Ramban himself makes a suggestion. In any case, that's one approach. Yeah.
I think I asked this last week. We said that according to the Ramban, if you cover the Kikadon, there is no Kinyan in Zela.
Right.
And the Ramban in Hilchos Erechin, when he's defining what's considering a Rishos and what's considering a Shalom, one of the cases he mentions for a Rishos is specifically a case of Kikadon. It's a picadon and then he's kofir in that picadon. So if he
that would work well for the ksos.
The
ksos thinks that kofir picadon is like a bill. That's why I wanted to wait until this week. The ksos says that kofir picadon is Rabbi Yochanan, is Eder
Breshusa. Right, but if we're saying that the Rambam is focusing on.
I mean, if you want to put these two things together, if you need kinyane gzela,
then the Rambam wouldn't work well.
Right. Or what we could say, well, again, Sayasdina for the ksos would be fine. In other words, the case of Kof Bikadon is a case of Lo Tzayestina. The case of Shvius is a case where the fellow doesn't have practical control, but there's no problem with Lo Tzayestina either.
Lo Tzayestina, but Kinyani Gzela.
Right.
But also, could we see
so it would be a middle case. In other words, the case of Shnasa Shmita is a case where all there is a practical problem of control. The case of Kof Bikadon is a case where there's a problem with Tzai Zdina, even though there's not a problem with Kinyan Gzela.
Could we also suggest maybe that what the Rambam, by the method the Rambam is using here, is Shnasa Shmita, since it's half gare, the people who are picking up are Koni at the Gamri.
That could be. We'll get to that in a second.
Therefore, he's doing Zakamad and Shalom Fana.
Right. So they will see. That's a suggestion of Kuvagar. Did you see it, or... Very good. That's what Rabbi Kivager suggests. They have it here all on Tara. I think it's really from Shulchan Aruch, though. Tosfos Rabbi Kivager and Meiser Sheni. Sorry. Tosfos Rabbi Kivager and the Mishnayos makes that suggestion. I'll get to that in just a second. Absolutely. So the first suggestion then, just to sum up different perspectives on the Rambam, we'll finish in a couple minutes, is that, as I say, that the case of Shnas HaShemitah, so we basically have this Rambam, we have the Ramban's attack in the Tshuva. The first answer is, the first possible approach is that Shnas HaShemitah eliminates certainly Kinyani Gneva, or Gzela, as well as Lotzai Yisdina, and therefore the whole problem is not a problem. It would only be a problem if you looked at the issue in more pure practical terms. The Ramban himself gives another suggestion, but he rejects it. The Ramban says, maybe the Rambam paskins like the day of the Gemara. That's mechalik between, Maisa Sheni, Mamun Gavoa. The Gemara says, maybe we could have been mechalik between Snuin and Rabdosa, because, after all, Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. And yet, there is, Pidgeon. So we see that the whole requirements of Bailus are just different when it comes to Pidgeon, Karen Ravai, and Maisa Sheni. So the Ramban thinks that maybe the Rambam holds this way, then he attacks it, but that's the suggestion he makes for the Rambam. Again, I'm quoting through the Kesa Mishnah, but he's quoting the Chumash of the Ramban. Ulai das Rabbeinu to shiny net to Ravai, to keep it above Gavoa, who I feel hachi ukum rachmanim b'shusei lachule, b'shum hachi lo ichbas lei imachale. I feel kilei sub b'shusei sov ki sub b'shusei lavdile. I feel hachi matze machale. And so on. So this is the Ramban's suggestion. Ramban says, however, it doesn't sound like the Gemara accepted that suggestion. So that's the Ramban's approach. The Kesef Mishnah, let's see if we get to that. Yeah. The Kesef Mishnah has a different suggestion, and this is important in light of what we discussed yesterday. We mentioned yesterday how Tosfos keeps, till the very end, they just weren't able to do it. Keeps insisting that Chilul is different than Hekdesh. But Chilul is just not a Chol Shem Mishpat process. And therefore, even if there's a requirement of Birshuso, when it comes to Chol Shem Mishpat types of transactions, there will be no such requirement when it comes to Chilul. And then Tosfos originally wasn't even being discriminating, namely Chilul Shvius, Chilul Petar Chamar, Chilul Hekdesh, or Pidgeon Hekdesh. And then Tosfos makes all the chilukim. In the end, they can't sustain. But this is the suggestion the Kesef Mishnah makes for the rest. Yishlomo the Das Rabbeinu, the Lomas Lo Dachina Masisa Mehalacha, Mishum Lefi Emes Leke Lakshuyim in Tznuim, Mahadom Rabbi Yochanan Zen Yochal Hakdish, Mishum Daafal Gav in the Yochal Hakdish Davra, Shena Brishusa Yochal Chalo Davra Shena Brishusa, Kamosho Chicho Atosos, Medim Raskul Hud Amar Ketznuim. Of course, what he doesn't mention is that Tosfos ends up, answering each case and rejecting the idea. But again, it's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah was impressed, apparently, and I'm adding, but I think Kesef Mishnah, like what we said yesterday, was impressed by Tosfos' persistence. They really, really wanted to say it badly, they just couldn't sustain it. Im kein kol mai de shokol v'tori talmuda masit, Rabbi Yochanan leisad et snuin, haino fin mai de shokol daitach, takshem shenom yochol ha'akdish, kachin yochol ha'chal dor shen v'shusa. But from Kush to the Bilsa, Shapir, Matzah, Rabbi Yochanan, and Savar, Rabbi Yochanan, Lekal, Davar, Shem, Rishuso, Ukinitznuim, because he holds that Chilul is a fundamentally different kind of a process. That's the Kesef Mishnah. That's very, very important. And again, it just shows that he read Tosfos this way. He just doesn't bother to mention that Tosfos themselves don't end up this way. Rabbi Kveger says something along the lines of Michael was just saying. Kveger says that the chilul here is midin zachin. But since it's hefker, so the fellow picks up the object, he's the complete new bialim. So this has nothing to do with zelafi shena shalo zelafi shena prashusa. The levi is at one, right? And because that's true, so when the fellow picks up the chayfetz, he's the Bailam Gemurim. If he's the Bailam Gemurim, in one respect, shouldn't it be worse? After all, it's your chisaron is you that snew him is now chisaron of Zelav Yishen Shalom, not just a chisaron of Zelav Yishen Brishuso. So that's what Rabbi Kveger quotes Tosfos in Kiddushin. Says here, I'll just quote you, it's from the Mishnah Yisrael, from the Frankel Rambi puts it. Also based on the diuk of Shnasa Shemitah. Again, according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Ramban, Shnasa Shemitah is irrelevant. The Ramban repeated it twice, only for Halitei L'Rosh HaVelayamos. They don't say it, but that's obviously how they learned it. But according to the first suggestion that we made, which I'm not sure if I made up or somebody says it, probably, I don't know. And according to Rabbi Kneger, the important Shemitah is very important to this issue. Ubishmita Shalakai Malacha Kitsnuim. What does Kehilat Tosas Kedushin Nunvavim and Aleph mean? He doesn't elaborate. That's what we spent some time on yesterday. Namely, this idea that, ironically, that Tznuim, you know, for the Bailim to work for the Tznuim through Shlichos is more difficult in a way than for the Eino Bershuso person to work for the Bailim through Zachin. And that's exactly what Kamegar has in mind. Yeah.
You say in the Rambam that you also like the Kamen Harash, but that we only have five in of the open by basically we have a pasuk like Kaddishim going every day say ish.
Well, what? How are you going to explain?
I mean, where else does the Rambam really pass on like the open?
That may be true, but what I'm saying is, how do you explain the Gemara?
No, the Rambam the whole life took up that the when the Gemara gets to Harshas, that other day the Gemara didn't disappear with the whole chapter of the Gemara.
Oh, if you look completely read like Tamid Arash, it's conceivable, it's possible. It's a little wide. I mean, you know, it's a big chiddush to read the Gemara that way, which is why I told you to look at Tamid Arash, but maybe. Okay, so far we have the answer that it's not comparable. It's more like Mekartos. We have the answer of the Ramban. We have the answer of the Kesef Mishnah, which is very important. And now we have Rabbi Kiveger, which parallels what we said yesterday about Tosas and makes the Tznuim of Tosas, the Tznuim, the Shnasa Shemitah, are like the Mekartos case of Tosas in Kedusha. There's another answer that I wanted to mention. That is Rabbi Chaim. Chaim discusses this question. I didn't give it to you to look at because it's a little involved, and I don't want to get into the other parts of it. There, Chaim discusses the Rambam's formulation there, which we're not going to go into. But he discusses why is it, in general, getting back to the Kesef Mishnah and Tosas, that Chilul would require Bailus. Who says Chilul requires Bailus? Chilul is a Yoredeya. Again, he doesn't use this terminology, but Chilul is a kind of a Yoredeya transaction. It's about Kedusha. Why should it require Bailus? But, says Reb Chaim, we see that it does require Bailus. How do we know that it requires Bailus and therefore it needs Zechia or Shlichus? From Chaim and Zechia Mantana Perek Dalet, Halach Avav, let's talk about the issue of Zechia. Ain't it Zoche v'matnas Kavera and Shia Zoche Gadol Ben Das? That's the Rambam talking about Tanakum. Some of the issues we talked about last year. So the Gemara brings a raya from Isa Sheni, Gemara Gittin, Tafsalach Dalet, which we talked about. So Chaim says this whole connection to Maisa Sheni is strange. Being Mechalel or Podem, Maisa Sheni requires Zechia, requires Shlichus. It's a question of Chilul Kedusha. Why do you need that? He says, but apparently you do need it. How do I know it? I know it from the Sugya of Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan, the Sugya of Meruba. Says Benir Lomar, Al Pi Madisa B'Bava Kama Samach Tesam Av to Maisa Sheni Shene Brishu Sein Yochal Lachalo. Should be in Dubi the base associate Shalom Brishu So Hare the Chil Maisa Sheni Udavar at Tzarech Bailu. You see from our Sugya of Tznuin the very fact that there's a Misarun of Ene Brishu So, right, that's being compared to Hakadosha and Hefker and so on, that proves that Kilo Maisa Sheni is a transaction which requires bailus, and therefore shlichus and zechia, those rules have to apply. The Reb Chaim is very interesting. He says, listen, in terms of the actual transactions and the actual function itself, a mukhla samachlis should be able to do it. Right? Even though he has no zechia, shlichus, and hakna, koach hakna, because it's a kvius, it's a neder, it's a shmua, it's an iser. The problem is to do it for someone else. You see from the Sugya of Tznuin that there's a requirement of Bailus and Zechiyah. din shlichus is a chia. Ein schia, ein shlichus al kata. And that's what the Gemara meant in Gittin, that's Samach Dalet, that ein schia or shlichus, that even though the process inherently is not a process of chatan chosha mishpat process, nonetheless, to do it on behalf of someone else still requires bailus schia shlichus. That's what he says. But he says, but if that were true, that's what he's arguing. Gam kish acher b'chal u'rak midas abaylim rishusa. Avelo b'vdas baylim ein chilu l'chilu. Ken avadinu d'kol p'diyas maisa sheni shalachem chashiva zochal abaylim shalamaisa. V'chalos maisa b'vijar v'chilu maisa sheni b'emes toli b'din baylim v'das baylim. Shema min azed katan zochal acherim and so on. Af agav d'ikar chalos chilulo u'mehad nisrabi b'mufluf samach l'ish k'gadol. Avel kol zo rak linen etzam achilu. That's totally bezochel achem. But then he says, however, it's not so simple, because then if you look at the Rambam here in the Maaser Sheni, how can the Rambam says that you actually don't need you don't have the chisaron of some passages like Tznuin against Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Chaim too suggests that the Rambam was meduyak when he said that it was Bishnas HaShmita. And basically his argument is as follows. He says, basically what I've said is that pidyon maisa sheni, that chilul per se, is not hakno. And it shouldn't be judged according to the dinim of choshen mishpat. The problem is, when there are bailim involved, that's the chiddush of the sugya of tsunui. Tsunui Rav Dusa against Rav Yochanan. In other words, there's a chak. The chilul maaser sheni per se, to take maaser sheni and to remove the kedusha, to switch it onto tarta kesef biyadecha, to switch the kedushas maaser sheni onto the coins, that per se is not a davar shel bailus or shel mamon, and as far as that is concerned, there's no chisaron of eneh rishus oyin. The problem is when the maaser sheni is owned by somebody, and he says that even this is true, even according to the mamon maaser sheni mamon gavoa, right? Back to that problem. When there's a bailim, so then there's a requirement of shlichus zechia hakna bailus. But you can't operate on behalf of the bailim without brashusa. So there are two issues here. One is the actual mechanism or transaction of chilul pidyon itself. The other is accomplishing this on behalf of the real bailim. So he says, that's the case. That's the pshat in the Rambam and the Maaser Sheni. Namely, when you have Shnas HaShmita, so the Rambam paskins in that case, so you can drop the tznuin. Not because of what we said, the other explanations. There's a new explanation. It's not the Kesef Mishnah who's saying, well, we don't paskin the halacha in the Gemara that isn't Taliya. It's really like what Tosis wanted to say. And it's not exactly what we said before either. What Reb Chaim is basically saying is, Shnas HaShmita is a case where you can focus on the process of chilul intrinsically without worrying about the, you know, the fact that there's a bailim of, there's an owner of this particular maaser sheni. Because there really isn't. Yada kol shava. It's Shemitah. So during the Shemitah year, right, we treat chilul the way Tosis would, he doesn't say this part, the way Tosis would have wanted to. It's only clouded by when there are bailim in a regular year. So then, the sugya tells us that you need a ma'isa zechiya u'shlichus for the same reason that a katan can't do it for someone else, right? For that very same reason, if it's ein brishusa, you can't do it either. So according to Reb Chaim, that's a pshat. The only thing I would just add, Reb Chaim is bothered by the whole thing to begin with. He says, "How could, after all, shmita's hefker? How can you talk about a dine mominus component of brishusa or a bailus to begin with?" So that, I think, is not so simple. I just want to leave you with one other point. And that's, it's very possible that the Rambam doesn't believe that Shemitah is Hefker, Linyan Trumas and Maestros. The Rambam says, Yara kol Shavabo. Doesn't necessarily mean even that there's no Bailus. It just means that there's no Gazel, and that everybody has access. And indeed, I think there are other indications that the Rambam holds that Shemitah is a Ptur, a separate category when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. We spoke about it in our Chala group a little bit over the summer. That the Rambam, even in Chuschala and Trumas Maestros, seems to count Shviyah separately from actual hefker, and I think it's very meduyak in this Rambam as well. So that part of it, namely, how can you even talk about chilul in a context of shmita? After all, there is no bailus at all. It's hefker legamri. That part I don't think is a problem. But the basic yisod of Reb Chaim, which is that the Gemara only compared it as far as the bailus part of chilul when there are a bailim, I think that works out perfectly to explain. We'll stop here. On Thursday, we'll begin at, we said 10:40. What did we say? 10:45. And we'll split up the shiva. We'll start with Harsha. Yeah.
What you're understanding is if Kinyanik Zayla makes a difference, you can ask the question of Shalom, and then ask the same question.